The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter Number 8, Text Number 30, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 6th, 2018, in Vrindavan, India.
Gopi, the cowherd lady Jashoda, Arare, took up Tvai on your Krita Agasi, creating disturbances by breaking the butter pot. Dama, rope, Tavat, at that time, Ya, that which, Te, your Dasha, situation. Ashu Kalila, over flooded with tears. Anjana, ointment. Sambrama, perturbed. Aksham, eyes. Vaktram, face. Naniya, downwards. Vayabhavanaya, by thoughts of fear. Stitashya, of the situation. Sa, that. Mam, me. Vimohyati, bewilders. Bi api, even fear personified. Yat, whom. Bibeti, is afraid. Kopyadate tvai kritagasi dhammatavad. Yate dajashu kalilanjana sambramaksham. Vaktram naniya bayabhavanaya stitasya samang vimohayati birapiyad babeti. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. My dear Krishna, Jashoda took up a rope to bind you when you committed an offense, and your perturbed eyes overflooded with tears which washed the mascara from your eyes, and you were afraid, though fear personified is afraid of you. This sight is bewildering me. Purport. This is taken from the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. The teachings of Queen Kunti. Chapter 4. Here's another example of the bewilderment.
Actually, teachings of Kunti comes from Bhagavatam.
Yeah, that's right.
Not it's taken from teaching of Kunti.
Yeah. Here's another example of the bewilderment created by the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is the Supreme in all circumstances, as already explained. Here's a specific example of the Lord's being the Supreme, at the same time a plaything in the presence of His pure devotee. The Lord's pure devotee renders service unto the Lord out of unalloyed love only, and while discharging such devotional service, the pure devotee forgets the position of the Supreme Lord. The Lord, Supreme Lord also accepts the loving service of His devotees more relishably when the service is rendered spontaneously out of pure affection without anything of reverential admiration. Generally, the Lord is worshipped by the devotees in a reverential attitude, but the Lord is meticulously pleased when the devotee of pure affection and love considers the Lord to be less important than himself. The Lord's pastimes in the original abode of Goloka Vrindavan are engaged in that spirit. The friends of Krishna consider Him to be one of them. They do not consider Him to be of reverential importance. The parents of a Lord, who are all pure devotees, consider Him a child only. The Lord accepts the chastisements of the parents more cheerfully than the prayers of the Vedic hymns. Similarly, He accepts the reproaches of His fiancées more palatably than the Vedic hymns. When Lord Krishna was present in this material world to manifest His eternal pastimes of the transcendental realm of Goloka Vrindavan as an attraction for the people in general, He displayed a unique picture of subordination before His foster mother Yasoda. The Lord, in His naturally childish playful activities, used to spoil the stock butter of Mother Yasoda by breaking the pots and distributing the contents to His friends and playmates, including the celebrated monkeys of Vrindavan, who took advantage of the Lord's munificence. Mother Jasoda saw this, and out of her pure love, she wanted to make a show of punishment for her trans little son. She took a rope and threatened the Lord that she would tie him up, as is generally done in the ordinary household. Seeing the rope in the hands of Mother Jasoda, the Lord bowed down his head and began to weep, just like a child, and tears rolled down his cheeks, washing off the black ointment smeared about his beautiful eyes. This picture of the Lord is adored by Kunti Devi because she is conscious of the Lord's supreme position. He is feared only by fear personified, yet he is afraid of his mother, who wanted to punish him just in an ordinary manner. Kunti was conscious of the exalted position of Krishna, whereas Yashoda was not. Therefore, Yashoda's position was more exalted than Kunti's. Mother Yashoda got the Lord as a child, and the Lord made her forget altogether that her child was the Lord himself. If Mother Yashoda had been conscious of the exalted position of the Lord, she would have certainly have hesitated to punish the Lord. But she was made to forget this situation because the Lord wanted to make a complete gesture of childishness before the affectionate Yashoda. This exchange of love between the mother and the son was performed in a natural way, and Kunti, remembering the scene, was bewildered, and she could do nothing but praise the transcendental filial love. Indirectly, Mother Yashoda is praised for her unique position of love, for she can control even the all-powerful Lord as her beloved child. So this is the amazing feature of Krishna in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, Krishna is not showing himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's instead showing himself as the chastised son of Mother Yashoda. It's interesting to note here in this purport that Krishna actually gets more pleasure from the chastisement of the Yashoda than he does when the great devotees sing the Vedic hymns. It says, the Lord accepts the chastisement of the parents more cheerfully than the prayers of the Vedic hymns. And then he also, in the fia, although the chastisements of his girlfriends, they're more relishable for him than the Vedic hymns. So does that mean we should start chastising Krishna, imitating the cowherd girls and the Mother Yashoda? Should we start imitating Krishna, these personalities? No. We cannot artificially do that, start chastising Krishna like we're in the parental rasa, the conjugal rasa with Krishna. To actually achieve this position, you have to become a completely pure devotee, completely free of lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. And then you can someday become awakened to your original relationship with Krishna, you see. That will come in due course of time. If you follow the sadhana bhakti process faithfully, chanting your rounds, following the regulated principles, being loyal to the spiritual master, following his instructions, serving nicely the Vaishnavas, if you cultivate this wonderful mood of pure bhakti, that day will come for each of us. Well, we actually wake up and realize who we are in the pastimes of Krishna. And then we can also engage like this, according to our particular relationship. Some devotees are lovers, some are parents, some are friends, some are servants, some are neutral, some are like the cows and the calves, some are like Krishna's dhoti or Krishna's peacock. The peacock feather is also a devotee, you see. In the spiritual world, everything is animate. So, right now, we're in a conditioned state. We have to take very seriously this process that Prabhupada is giving us, how to get free from all of our offensiveness, our spaced-outness, our attentiveness, all of our mind wandering away from Krishna again and again and again and again and again. We have to master this art. Yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalamascharam tatastato nayamya tat atmanyevimishamyaya. From wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must suddenly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. So now we have to learn this art of how to fix the minds in Krishna consciousness. You see? Every time we get diverted, we have to say, okay, mind, come back. Just like the parent is always keeping an eye on the kid, we have to, our mind is like the kid, and we have to be like the mother. Okay, mind, come back, come back, come back, come back, you see. The beauty of this process is that actually being fixed in Krishna consciousness is our natural, original, constitutional nature. So bringing the mind back to Krishna is not artificial. You bring yourself back to your original, spontaneous nature. You see, we become programmed by the three modes of nature into thinking, speaking, and acting in a different way according to the modes of nature. But that's not our natural position. It's an unnatural position. So by following the order of the spiritual master, the sadhus, and the scripture, guru, sadhu, and shastra, you see. By following guru, sadhus, and shastra, you gradually come back to your original natural consciousness, pure bhakti, where you're spontaneously serving Krishna according to your original relationship with Krishna, you see. So now we're in the level of sadhana bhakti, not this bhakti, the spontaneous, following according to rules and regulations. So we have to be dutiful, follow the, just like you're cooking a recipe, you follow the, you know, you follow the steps. This much flour, this much sugar, you follow it precisely. So the cake comes out very nicely. So we have to precisely follow the recipe. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and every day chant at least 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra at least. So we follow this and we avoid the namaparads, very faithfully executing these activities, then gradually we'll actually awaken to our rational natures. We'll come back to our actual identities that we had in Krishna's pastimes. Prabhupada said, the time of death, those who strictly follow this process, the time of death they go to sleep and they wake up with Krishna. So that day will come when we all wake up and we're back in Krishna's pastimes together. We're all with Krishna again in our original rasas of relationships. And Prabhupada said we will also, he said there'll be another ISKCON in the spiritual world. So that means we'll all recognize each other, you see. You recognize your spiritual master, your guru mother, your godbrothers, your godsisters, all the devotees will be able to see, oh look, there's so-and-so Maharaj, he's now this or that. There's this devotee, we'll be able to recognize each other and go, wow, that's so wonderful. I remember he used to get really great classes, and now here he is a gopi. Or, you know, or a cowherd boy, or a cow. It'd be really ecstatic to wake up and be back in Krishna Loka. Can you imagine waking up and being in Krishna Loka and your religious relationship with Krishna? Can you imagine how ecstatic that would be? Well, if you follow these regulations faithfully, even though sometimes we don't feel like it. Sometimes we don't feel like getting up for Mangal Arati, you see. But if you will beat your mind with shoes, okay, mind, we're going to be Krishna conscious, whether you like it or not. Boom. You see. Okay, mind, we are going to be Krishna conscious now, mind. Do you understand, my dear mind? We are now going to practice Krishna consciousness according to the instructions that Prabhupada has given. When you're sick, you have to take the medicine, you see. When you're well, you don't have to take the medicine. But if you don't follow the doctor's order, you don't get well. So we have to follow the prescription, the instructions that are given and how to practice sadhana bhakti. We have to follow this process, you see. And by doing so, we will wake up to our original constitutional position, the pastimes of Krishna. So all I can say, my dear disciples, students, we have to not cheat ourselves. We have to be intelligent enough not to cheat ourselves, to remain servants of these material senses. Krishna is the master of the senses, therefore these senses are meant to be engaged in His service. They're not meant to be for our own personal sense gratification. However, when you engage your senses in the service of Krishna, they become better gratified. That's the insider secret. You want to see a beautiful sight, you want to taste something nice, you want to hear something beautiful, touch something, very nice feeling, you see. All these desires from sense beatification, you give them up and just try to satisfy Krishna, then your desires for enjoying your senses are more better than satisfied, you see. Instead of looking at a pretty girl or a cool-looking guy, we can meditate on Krishna, you see. Our eyes become more satisfied, you see. So, when you take the higher taste and give up the lower taste, you actually get more pleasure. We don't miss out on something. We gain unlimitedly. Just like we sometimes say, sex is much better, Krishna Ganga is much better than sex, you see. The material world, sex is the greatest pleasure, you see. But Krishna consciousness is better than sex. This is why somebody can be a brahmachari, a sannyasi, completely peaceful mind, you see. Because this is better than sex. Sex is the number one pleasure of this material world, but this is better than sex. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. It's better than sex. Who needs sex? You see? I have Krishna. That's all I need. All we need is Krishna. That's all you need. If you have Krishna, you have everything. And Krishna will make sure you have everything you need. If you take complete shelter of Krishna, Krishna will take care of you. So, for those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating in my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack. So if you are fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, you cannot be lacking in anything. Cannot be lacking in anything. Therefore, we should say, okay, mind, you've been playing around enough in the material nature, my dear mind. Now it's time to get serious about Krishna consciousness. No more messing around in the material nature. Now it's time, my dear mind, to come back to Krishna. You come back to Krishna, okay, mind. Now you come back to Krishna and you stay fixed in Krishna. You rascal mind, you see. We have that determination. We just like the mother chaining the kid. The mind is the kid, and we are the mind is the kid, and the mother is the intelligence. So we have to be like the mother, saying, "Okay, mind, this is good. Do it more. This is bad. Stop it." We have to discipline the mind by our intelligence. Whatever is good for the mind, yes, more and more and more of that thing. Whatever is bad for the mind, stop it. Nip it in the bud. Get rid of it, you see. And this way, we can actually become fixed up in Krishna consciousness. Today is going to be a short class because we are leaving. We're packing now to head out to Pune for more lectures there and then on to Europe and to a place called the United States of America also. So, yeah, we're getting ready to head out now on the preaching trail. But if you have any questions, I can try to answer them. Yes?
Continuing the Vrindavan Leela.
No talking, please. What? She had a question?
We start talking very softly and not across somebody else.
So, what is it?
So, does a Krishna also forget that he is a Supreme Lord? Or Krishna remembers he is Supreme Lord?
Yes, Krishna sometimes forgets that he's the Supreme Lord. Yeah. It's described now. Sometimes he's momentarily aggrieved. He's perplexed. What to do? He acts as he actually not just externally, but even within. He takes up that mood. It's not just an act. He actually feels that way. So it's very interesting. Yeah, Krishna is under his own yoga maya. Yeah, yeah.
How does he come out of the yoga maya? How does he come out of the yoga maya influence?
How does Krishna come out of it?
Yeah.
His own sweet will. He's everything according to his sweet will. Yoga maya is under his power. When he wants to be in yoga maya, he is. When he doesn't want to be, he isn't. By his own sweet will. Yoga Maya is his own energy. described when the cowherd boys walked into the mouth of Agasura, Krishna was momentarily aggrieved. He couldn't figure out why he was bewildered. Oh my goodness, my cowherd boyfriends, they've all walked into this big snake. Oh, he's been. Even Krishna was aggrieved momentarily. But then he marched into the mouth of Agasura and rescued the cowherd boys. So yeah, it's up to Krishna. When he wants to forget that he's Krishna, he does it. When he forgets he's the Supreme, he does it. When he wants to think he's an ordinary cowboy, he does it. When he wants to come out of it, he does it. He's all powerful. He can do whatever he wants to do. If he wants to forget that he's the Supreme, he can do that. At the same time, he's still the Supreme. You understand? Does it make sense to you? Anybody have any questions? Questions? Any questions from the internet? We are going to end a little earlier today because we're packing to hit the road. But if there's any questions, I can try to answer them. I see there's no questions, so we'll go ahead and stop here. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai. Guru Premanandi. Jai. Jai.